Sure. That darned anyhow.
Say, what in perdition's the matter? What are you doing there anyway? What are you doing?
I'm looking up fanfare in the doctor book, but the dad darn thing don't seem to be here.
Looking up fanfare? What you doing that for?
Well, if I'm going to sue Mrs. Dell on account of catching the fanfare in her show, I thought I ought to start to look it up and find out what the symptoms is.
Oh, you're just wasting your time, Eb, suing Mrs. Dell. You'd better get that notion out of your head and go on and deliver them orders.
Oh, sir, I'm going to sue her and get that $275 back. You can't slicker me out of no
$275.
Oh,
Katie. Fallen arches. Yes, but come, Sean, Debbie. You won't get it by soon. You'll just make a lot of trouble for us, that's all. Why don't you forget it and let it go?
No, sir, I'm going to get it, then. Oh. If that's
the... We can't afford to get mixed up with the courts. And anyway, in this life, a fella has to learn to put up with loss once in a while. He's got to give and take.
Yeah, that's just what I'm going to do. Give her what's coming to her and take back my... $275.
Freckles. Oh,
now,
listen, why don't you be reasonable? Getting all head up about it ain't going to do no good. You can't use vinegar to catch flies. Even if you do sue Mrs. L., you can't win. The very best you'd be able to do is get a draw.
What, say?
Draw.
Draw flies?
Oh, I ain't talking about flies. The flies don't come in at all.
You're crazy. They come in every time somebody opens that screen door.
Oh,
I'm
afraid
you're
getting more by setting molasses.
Yeah, well, you go ahead and set in molasses and be sweet. And I'll see. And see who gets the $275 first.
Anyhow, you can't make nobody believe you got a case of fanfare. The first thing they'll do is to bring in a doctor and examine you. You can't work a bluff like that.
Now, shucks. I'll tell them that I had the fanfare and then got over it.
Well, I tell you, you're doing the wrong thing, Ed. If you'll just leave well enough alone, everything will come out all right. Look at Job. Look at all the trouble he had. Why, he had so much trouble that he cursed the day he was born.
He learned kind of young, didn't he?
Oh, I mean, he wished he'd never had been born. And look at William Tell. Look at him, William Tell. Look at all the trouble he had. And everything ended all right.
Well, what kind of trouble did he have?
Oh, shakes like. Ain't you never hear the story of William Tell? He was a Swiss. It's a story.
What's that say?
A Swiss. It's a.
Well, what did he put on it?
Put on what?
The Swiss itch.
Oh, he didn't have the Swiss itch.
Well, what was it then? A barber's itch?
No, that's what he was.
A barber?
A Swiss. That's the fella that lives on the Alps.
The what?
Land of Goshen. Don't you never hear nothing? Alps. The Swiss Alps.
Alps to do what?
Helps him to do nothing. That's what he lived on. Alps. A-L-P.
Oh, I get you. Apples. He lived on apples.
No, he didn't live on apples. The people living there didn't have no apples.
They didn't, huh?
No. Well, pretty soon they went to war.
Because they didn't have no apples?
No, I don't recollect why they went to... Oh, yes, I do, too. They went to war because some Austrians attacked them. Well, they...
Some what?
Austrians. You know what they call people that come from Austria, don't you?
Certainly I do.
Well, they...
They call them Austrians.
Yes. No, they don't. They call them Austrians. Austrians! You just take the name of the country and put an and to it, and that gives you what they call a fellow that comes from there, like America. American, Mexico, Mexican.
Finland, Finnegan.
Yes. No, they don't call them Finnegan.
They call some people Finnegan.
Yes, but that's because that's their name.
Of course, that's their name. You don't suppose they'd call him that if their name was Jones, do you?
No, you don't get the idea. A fellow's name is... I mean, the country he comes from is... the name of the country is... Oh, shut your dad's crap. You're always getting things mixed up. I never seen such a fellow. Finnegan ain't got nothing to do with his know-how. No, he ain't. I was talking about William Tell. He's quite a citizen, that fellow. He's sort of a leader.
He took a dollar in his hand and busted into two halves.
Well, that's nothing like you take a dollar in his hand and busted into two halves. Where he comes from, when he shut up and everything, he took a story, he said.
nothing.
That was true. We went to war and everybody was captured. William Tell. Even his little boy was captured. So William Tell hoped to see if he could get his boy back again.
To get him?
Well, that's the whole story. They said to get his boy back, he'd have to keep something off his boy's head. And guess what they put on the boy's head?
Man.
No.
They put the man on his head.
He said they didn't have any answer. Wait. Dad, don't step there and let me waste my breath telling the story you hear. Why, son, I'm there. I've been. Now, hold on a minute, mister. I know all about you. You're the fellow who spoiled the show the other night.
Nay, but that was for the next.
A rule.
A what?
A rule. Rules are red and violet are blue, but I am Hawkshaw the detective.
What he say, Jim?
He said he's Hawkshaw the detective, but he said
I can or no or. I can tell you right now what you have in your pocket.
That's goddamn fake.
Yes, well, what have I got in my pocket?
Let me think. I have it. An automobile.
Nope, you're wrong.
It's a piano, a grand piano.
No, it ain't a piano either.
And it must be. Yes, it's a horse. I always get it on the third guess. It's a horse.
Yeah, Zeb, make him guess what color it is.
Nothing is hidden from me, for I have studied all the ancient law. I have studied astrology, chemistry, anarchy, tonsillectomy, and occasionally.
Say, hold on a second. You ain't a doctor, are you?
Ah, but I am. A great doctor. I was the physician who prescribed for Noah. I put him on a diet.
Well, what kind of diet did you put him on?
On plain water for 40 days. But what can I do for you? Come. You'll have to speak lively. There are other patients waiting to see me.
Do you know the symptoms of a case of fanfare?
Yes, you see, me and the partner were sort of wondering about that.
I might be a sir. I am a specialist on fanfare.
Hey, you don't tell me.
Yeah, but I do tell you. The first symptom of fanfare is a febrile condition of the epithelium, together with contusions of the cerebellum and medulla oblongata, followed by slight tremors in the region of Kokomo.
Take your life.
As the affliction progresses, we may look for palpitation of the esophagus and pulmonary constrictions with high fog and light variable winds.
Lame negotiation.
In advanced cases, there is usually a downward trend in utilities, steel and rails, with weak closing firm and falling socks.
Say, that must be bad.
The patient is able to sleep and eat regularly, but has absolutely no desire for work.
Well, I'll be doing.
And now I must depart. I am seeking my long-lost brother. Do you know him? His name is John Smith.
John Smith?
Yes, that is he. Tell me his name.
But, wait a minute, mister. His name is John Smith.
John Smith?
Yeah.
I never heard of him.
What?
But when I find him, I shall know him. I shall know him by a mark on his shoulder.
What kind of mark? Strawberry?
No. Vanilla. I just hate strawberry.
You just hate strawberry? Wait, for the land's sake, Eb, of all the dead
books.
What in condition is the matter with you now?
Zeb.
What?
Land of Goshen.
Yeah. What's the matter with you, say?
Dad Burns, I ain't bluffing this time.
Ain't bluffing? How do you mean?
I mean, I actually got it.
Got it? Got what?
A case of the fanfare.